Okay, here we go. Onwards. Okay, we're on. Lamed Dalad. Yeah? Lamed Dalad. With Rachav Azona. V'af, right? We're about like 13, maybe 15 lines down. And it says V'af. We got it? V'af. And also, Rachav Hazona, Omra, she said, L'shluche Yeshua, to the messengers that Yeshua sent. Okay, so let's look at Rashi over here. If you do Rashi, it's about five lines up in the Gemara to the side. V'af Rachav Omra L'shluche Yeshua. See that? Okay. Koidem She'ovru Es Yarden. So we're going back in time over here. This was actually before they crossed the Yamsuf. She'al Kriyas Yamsuf Hayu Mispachtin Adayim. They were still scared about Kriyas Yamsuf. This was 40 years later, basically. They were in the desert for 40 years, but it's one of those things, it was an unforgettable event, as we're going to see. Key, right, so here this is Rachav speaking on behalf of her people. Kishamanu, because we heard Es Asher, that Hoivish, that Hoivish means like Yavesh, right, but it's causative. He caused to dry out. He dried out Hashem, Es May, the May is the right, the waters of Yam of the sea, Suf of reeds. Begoima, Uchsiv, carrying on with what she says, yeah. The Nishma, right, and it was heard. The Yomas, again, and it was melted, Lavavenu, our hearts. The Lukoma, and Oid, nothing. They didn't stand, it wasn't stood, couldn't stand against you. I'm not, that I'm struggling with that, the Lukama odd. But basically,
risen back up.
Right, there's no, right. Begoima. So, fine, it's a related point. What?
The spirit didn't stand.
The spirit, yeah, that's because we have Ruach before, right? The spirit didn't stand, right? Nice.
That's a continuation.
That's a continuation. Okay, it was also, she's very consistent, You know, one Kanani, you know one, you know them all. You know. Okay, now, this interesting, I didn't get a chance, this is one of the things I wanted to do this morning, but I didn't get a chance. This, if you look at the note, this is Tosefta over here, which we're going into. And I was learning with Shimon Jung last night, we noticed there's three Odams. We're actually in the Klal Yisrael is actually on the bank, on the bed of the Jordanian River, and the water's being held back. Yeah, and so this is happened. That's what. So they're there.
They're in the midst.
So Oidem Bayardin, whilst they right Oid, there's like Oidom, whilst they Bayardin, we're in the Yardin. Omalahem, this is Yeshua. Yeshua said the following. So open quote. Do, you should know. Al ma, upon what atem that you guys are oivrim, are crossing as a yardane. Right? You should know it's there's a condition over here. Al manas, in order, shetorishu, that you should, torishu, this means to expel. Right, so this is one of the funny words that has the opposite meaning. Right, Yerusha means to inherit something, yeah. But this means basically the opposite of de-inheriting, whatever the word is for that. Yeah, you're gonna de-inherit, banish. Yes.
You're really inheriting the land.
Well, it could be. Yeah. Es Yoshvei Oretz, the dwellers of the land, Mipaneichem, before you. Shinema. So that was what Yeshua said, and this is based on the basically what Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah, because it says "V'horashtem," and you should banish Eskol or all of the Yoshvei Haaretz, the dwellers of the land, Mipaneichem, before you, V'goyma. Now back to Yeshua's statement. So like this, Imatem Oisin Kain, if you guys do this, right, Mutav, that's good. The Imlav, but if you decide not to do that, how you just go in and try and make peace with those people. Boy Mamayim, the water is going to come now, Vashoitfin Oisechem, and it's going to, you know, drown basically, wash you away, Oisechem, you guys.
Speaking about the Yarden.
Yes.
How's it know what you're doing before you've even done it?
I want to ask you a question, Yoav. You're this, what's the big thing? It's a nace. There's any, when Hashem's in charge, he can do anything. And now you're asking this question. That's yeah.
Give him a chance
to ask. Okay, well, fine. I don't know. He would tell it. He would say, I don't know. So, but anyway, there's another question here. There's another question here. Ma oiseichem. This is a strange word, oiseichem. Right, because normally it's normally eschem, right? Or ot. This is like a kind of weird word over here. So this is actually a conjunction of two words together, means osiva eschem, me and you guys. He was like going to go down with the ship, the captain with the ship. Okay, now, next one. Oiden b'yarden. Next event, whilst they were still in the yarden. Okay, Amalahem Yeshua. Yeshua said to them, Harimu. Right, that means lift up. Lachem, for each one of you. This basically, it's going to be one stone per tribe. Ish, Evan Achas, one stone. Al Shichmoy, upon his shoulder. Lemisbar, for the number, meaning corresponding to the number of Shivtei Yisrael. The camps, the tribes, sorry, of Yisrael. Okay, we're going now. Okay, Uchsiv. So they basically got 12 people, I suppose designated people, lifting up stones on the riverbed. Uchsiv, what's the purpose of lifting up these stones? Laman, in order, tiyeh, it should be, zois, ois, it should be a sign, v'kirbachem, amongst you, ki yishalon, it sounds like the Pesach Seder now over here, ki yishalon, when they will ask you, b'neichen, your sons, macha, tomorrow, and like, I suppose in the future, leimo, to say, ma ha'avonin, what are these stones, a'ele, lachem, why has these, got these 12 stones on the riverbed of the Yarden? I have not seen them, but whatever, but apparently at some point they were recognizable, and the people are going to go past and say, oh, look at those 12 stones. That's unusual. Why are those stones there? Yeah, and you looked, right? We're going back. Simon Labonin. It's a simon. So that was the end of the quote of the pasuk. It's a simon. It's a sign, Labonim, for the sons. Right? She'ovru, the shin is a prefix over here. She'ovru, that they crossed over, avois, the fathers, esayarden. Okay. Next one, number three. They're still in the bottom of the by the riverbed. Oidan b'yardein. They're still in the yardein. Amar lahen, he said to them, Yeshua, su, lift up, lachem. This is actually a pasuk. This one. So lift up for you, mizeh, from this, meaning from the bed of the yardein, mitoicha yardein, from the yardein, mimatzav. From the Ragli Kohenim, like Matzav Ragli is like the foothold, basically where the Kohen's feet are Kohenim. Hochein, and prepare, I think it means prepare, Shteim Esrei, to another, this is a new set of 12 stones, new set of 12 stones of Onim. And what's the purpose of these stones? Vahavartem, and you should like carry them, you should transport them, Imochem, with you. So they're schlepping stones whilst they're journeying, yeah. V'hinachtem, and you should place them, oisom, on, right, them, b'malon, in the your lodging place. Asher talinu, that you will talinu lodge, yeah. Bohalayla, this night, v'goyma. Okay, so basically there's another set of stones. These are the stones we were speaking about in the Mishnah. Remember, they built the Mizbeah, and they also, I can't remember what it said in the Mizbeah, but they also put them Sid on them, and they wrote the Torah on it. So these, yeah, that's the...
And then they transport them to Gilgal.
Yes, exactly. So that's it, right? So Yochol, because we just, so the directive was, you should schlep it with you, and you should take it to your resting, your dwelling place. Yochol, you may think...
Talino again.
What's that?
Talino again.
Talino is to lodge. It's like Malon. You have Malon's a hotel. That's where there is a lodge where you sleep for the night. Yeah. Yochol, you may think b'chol Malon Malon. Maybe it's like the directive when they're going in Eretz Yisrael. So you select the stones with you, and then you've got to go and go to each malon. So Talmud Loima, a share talinu. This is the pasuk again that you will, you know, lodge over bo halayla tonight, meaning it's a one-off thing, which is in Gilgal. So once they get to Gilgal, they'll place them there. And
So they took two sets of 12 stones?
No, 12 they left in the bed of the Jordan River. Those are the ones for people walking past and say, oh, what are those stones?
In the bed of the river? It
sounds like the bed of the river, yes. I don't know how you... yes. I mean, yes, I agree, Liv. I don't know. Yeah, but whatever, that's what it seems to say. Okay. Omar Rebbe Yehuda. Says Rebbe Yehuda. Right, or some people say Rabbi Yossi because the Daf Yomi people, because we just had this person. Because Abba Chalafta, my father, Chalafta. I can't remember what that, if it's a name of something, but that his name is Chalafta. Now that's number one. The Rabbi Elezer ben Masya, and also Rabbi Elezer ben Masya, and also number three, the Chananya ben Chachinoi. These people, Omdu, they stood al Oisin. Upon those stones, they stood on those stones, v'shi'irum, and they measured them, right? Like shi'ur, right? Shi'ur, the shi'irum, they measured them. Kol achas ve'achas, each one was shekula, it weighed ka'ar bin sa'. It weighed 40 sa' each stone.
So you implied that the 12 stones had already been crossed and were at the bed on the other side of the river.
I always assumed until 2 seconds ago that it was, right, which went through my mind, it was the stones that were in the river bed, because that says it was an os. Yeah, but I assume so.
They're not standing on the Torah, they're not standing on the ones that wrote the Torah.
Right, good point.
That's what I thought.
But Gemili, we have a tradition, Tuna, the Dalet of is a prefix. Tuna means a load. Yeah, Dumadli, that he lifts up Inish, a person, Lukasfe, to his own shoulder. Yeah, is actually, so the weight that a person can lift up to his own shoulder is a tilsa, is a third, the Tuna, that something that it was lifted up, loaded onto him, heavy. Okay, that's just right. So we can't at all. Now we're going to get mechashev l'eshkol. Now you can work out how big the eshkol. Now we're going to the cluster of grapes that was carried by the meraglim.
One third of his weight, or one third of.
I mean, he can carry three. He can carry three times more. The weight, not his weight. The weight of if I pick up a sack of potatoes that weighs 20 kilograms. Yeah, if someone put it, I think that's my max, but if someone would put it on my back, I could carry 60. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to work out how heavy the eshkol was that they carried, right? Shenema, visu'u, that carried it, b'moit is like some kind of pole, right, between two guys, v'shnayim, by two people. So the Gemara says, mimashma shenema b'moit, if it says b'moit, means like this pole, which is a pole that carried by two people, any yodea shibishnaim. I don't know that it's with two people. So why not? If I say basically, I'm the riding on a tandem bike, what do you call it? The two of them. But I know there's two people. So why did I say two? So matam alo b'shnaim. So what does it mean when it says shnaim? B'shnei botos is coming to teach you there's actually two poles. So that means altogether there's four people, right? Now, that's from the Torah. We learned that from the Torah. But now this is from a Svara. Amei Rabbi Yitzchak.
Wait, the two more tests means two poles or four people.
Two poles, four people.
Okay. Well, the ones that they were the weights we just said.
We're going to see. Okay. You're going to see.
Why is it not two poles holding parts of the grapes?
Yeah,
two people holding two poles.
One
pole crack.
Okay. So Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Turtani. So says Rebbe Yitzchak, there's a Turtani. Turtani means like Rashi phrase that as load. I couldn't find, and Turtani to Turtani. And there was a load of a load. Right? So basically, he's now just taking what we just did and doubling it. Hakeitzad. How does that come out? Shmoina Nosu Eshkol. There were actually eight people who carried the Eshkol. So if you look at the other side of your Gemara, there's a picture which is not like Rashi. If you look in the art school, I think you get a chance also to take a photograph. They've got a nice little picture over there, according to Rashi, how he did it. Have you got it there, Yoav?
Rabbeinu Hanal as well.
Yeah, but that's rabbinical. That looks more... Do you have got...
Don't Rashi over
it. Can you... If you see... If you could share it... Right. If you could share it to the... If you could photograph it, share it to the group. Anyway. Echod Nosa Rimon. All right, so eight people carried the Eshkol. Echod Nosa Rimon. One person carried a Rimon, a pomegranate. But Echod Nosa Taina, one person carried a fig. And with regards to Yeshua Bakalev, Lo Nosu Klum, they didn't carry anything. Okay, so the question is, why did Yeshua and Kalev not carry anything? So one answer is Ebay same. If you want to say Mishum de Chashivi, because it was they are very important and it was beneath their dignity. Alternatively, Ebay Seima is because Shalo Hayu, because they were not, but Oisa in that Eitzah. Eitzah over here means like advice, but here it means evil counsel. The word meaning, because the whole reason they carried these, he said, look at this guy with the pomegranate, look at this pomegranate. And he said, it's absolutely huge. And imagine what the guys that eat this are like. And we're going to defeat them.
So you're saying Eitzah carried the